Think about this.
Our brains change.
Memory is an amazing.
What you think is in
our
there
brains
is
aren't
really
finished. They're not fully cooked yet.
You go with your heart. You don't have any idea why we're doing so smart. Most of the things that we're doing. But here's the deal.
One of the nice things about just the concept of joy is how much it's related to having positive relationships with other human beings.
I'm Bob Duke.
I'm Art Markman.
I'm Rebecca McEnroy. And this is Two Guys on Your Head. Today, joy.
So to start with, one of the reasons we care so much about dissatisfaction is because dissatisfaction is motivating.
Right.
When you're completely satisfied, you sleep. You don't need anything, so there's no reason to act.
It's like the afternoon nap on Thanksgiving.
Right. So the reason why joy is often uninteresting from a literary perspective. Right, literary perspective or an entertainment perspective, except at the closing credits, is because joy, and you know, which is just a kind of happier version of satisfaction, leads to, I don't want anything to change. I have reached some sort of culminating moment. Everything is fantastic. Everything else is a step down from here. Don't change a thing. And books in which nothing changes aren't that interesting.
You know, if you think about the physiological responses that we interpret as emotions, there aren't that many different things that our body systems do that we then interpret as emotion, right? I mean, our heart rate can accelerate or decelerate, our breathing can become more shallow or deeper, our skin sensitivity, our galvanic skin response can become less or more. You know, I mean, there aren't that many things that change. And yet, there's this whole array of emotions that our conscious minds interpret, right? Because if you think about the feelings that you have in any given experience, like something that you're anticipating something wonderful, you know, when your heart races a little bit and you might breathe a little more shallow and all these things happen in a different experience where you were now anticipating, you know, you were anxious about something, a lot of that same physiology would present itself, but the situation is different. So you interpret it a different way, right? And I think when we think about joy as a feeling, and people think about that, it's, as Art said, there's the satisfaction part, but there is a deeper sense of happiness about it that has to do not just with satisfaction, right, but a relationship to either other people or a set of goals that I've established for myself that all sort of are and I'm making up words that my consciousness is making up, right, that feel elevating in a way that just satisfaction doesn't.
And right? And the reason for that is because there's a deep engagement.
Yeah.
So motivationally, when you are deeply engaged with something, you experience strong feelings. And when you're not that motivationally engaged, you experience weaker feelings. And so, you know, most people don't get that deeply into their Thanksgiving meal. And so they experience kind of general satisfaction. Ooh, that was good, right? But not, whoa, oh my, was it the most amazing thing? So, you know, it's a much lower arousal state. But when you're deeply invested in the thing that happened, then you get a much stronger energetic response, and that energy is then interpreted as part of the emotion, and so you get a much more elaborate version. And of course, the more extreme the engagement, the more extreme the energy that goes into that feeling, the more you also get other physiological symptoms, as Bob was talking about. So for example, tears. You know, we often experience tears with sadness, but of course then people will experience tears of joy. Well, what's going on with that? Well, the tears themselves are really much more about the intensity of the experience, which if it's a good experience becomes tears of joy, and if it's a bad experience becomes tears of sadness. And often, particularly for young kids, they're much more likely to experience the extremes as negatives. And so you'll see many more, or at least they'll have more prolonged experiences that are negative than positive. And so you'll see more tears associated with sad events than happy events. But if you get a very intense experience, you also get that other physiological reaction.
Yeah. And I just want to add something to what Art was just saying about the engagement part, is that one of the things that facilitates engagement is other people, right? I mean, if you think about what are some of the most joyful moments in our memories, most of them are not sitting alone at home, right? I mean, we see a child that we care very much about do something delightful and wonderful. And there's that kind of warm, lovely feeling that we get about that. Or we're interacting with someone and something just unexpectedly just great happens and we have those experiences. Yeah. So most of those times when that happens, I'm not saying this is exclusively the case, but the what enhances the level of engagement is the interaction with other human beings.
And that's also why when people do have these experiences that create an intense amount of joy when they're alone, they often seek out other people.
Yeah.
So, for example, I can remember getting an email or phone call. I got a phone call about the very first grant that I ever got, which is a big moment when you're
Absolutely.
Early in a research career. You get a program officer for the National Science Foundation who calls you and tells you that they want to fund your proposal. That's a joyous event. Well, you know, guy calls, says something, hangs up the phone. Now I'm experiencing, first, while I'm on the phone, I'm just experiencing shock. Then there was joy, and I immediately had to like run out of my office and find someone to tell.
Yeah.
Right? It wasn't enough just to have all of that energy and keep it all to myself.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think, you know, for many people who, you know, are generally happy, but don't experience what we might be talking about now in joy. You know, you think about what are the differentiating variables? Well, part of that is having the kinds of human relationships that you can take pleasure not only in the things that are positive for you, but things that are positive for the people you care about.
Next week, we'll talk about the difference between joy and happiness with Dr. Art Markman and Dr. Bob Duke. Also, a huge shout out and thank you to Jack Anderson, who has been covering me while I've been on leave. Jack, you are an incredible editor, and knowing Two Guys was in good hands while I was off gave me invaluable peace of mind. Thank you. David Alvarez is our engineer, and I'm Rebecca McEnroy. I produce Two Guys on Your Head at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas.